Brothers and sisters, I must have read this verse many times.
弟兄姐妹们，我可能读了这一节经句很多次了。
Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ.
你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
I didn't think much of it because I read in Matthew, for example, that where Jesus himself tells us to follow him.
我在读上面的经节的时候，我一开始没有考虑到很多，因为我记得在马太福音十一章二十八节时，耶稣基督也是这样告诉我们的。
Come to me, tell you all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
凡劳苦重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
It says here, learn from me.
这里说学我的样式。
In Chinese, it's even more explicit, follow my example.
在中文里头是更直接，就学我的样式。
So I did not think Paul was saying anything new because Jesus already said it.
所以我以为保罗没有讲什么新的东西，因为耶稣自己就讲过这个事情。
Until one day, I stop in my track.
直到有一天我停下我的脚步。
I suddenly realize, wait a minute.
我突然意识到，等一会儿。
Paul never read the book of Matthew.
保罗他从来没有读过马太福音。
All four of the gospel was never composed during his lifetime.
在保罗活着的时候，四个福音书都还没有写成。
We don't have to do any historical research to find out that that is true.
我们不需要做很多的这个历史上的研究来知道这个是正确的。
Because Paul tells us himself.
因为保罗他自己就告诉过我们。
He said, I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel I preach is not of human origin.I did not receive it from any man, nor I was taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ.
保罗他自己告诉我们说，弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思，因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
Paul did not read anything from anybody.
保罗没有从其他人写的东西那里学到
That's why in the letters of Romans and Corinthians, he always talked about my gospel.
这就是为什么他在罗马书和哥林多前后书里，他总是说我的福音
，not anybody's gospel，
而不是其他人的福音。
Because none of the gospel, the four gospel, were written then.
因为那个时候四个福音书都没有写。
So what was Paul's gospel?
所以什么是保罗的福音呢？
More importantly, what is the example Jesus that he is following?
更重要的是是耶稣基督什么样的这个他要怎么样效法这个耶稣基督的榜样。
What example of Jesus does he know?
他知道耶稣基督什么样的榜样。
Well, you know that Paul has a very fearsome reputation.
我们知道保罗有一个有很
可怕的
这个名声。
Because he quote what other people have said about him.
他自己就讲别人是怎么样讲他的。
Because he said somebody said that his letters was weighty and forceful, but in person he's unimpressive. His speaking amounts to nothing.
因为他自己就说，因为有人说他的信又沉重又厉害，及至见面却是其貌不扬，言语粗俗的。
the Chinese is even worse. He says his words are vulgar.
所以这个这一段经文里，这个中文的翻译可能比英文上翻译的啊，听上去还要糟糕。
Of course, this is a contradiction.
当然，这是有矛盾的。
Because you cannot amount to nothing at the same time that you're being weighty and forceful.
你不能说其貌不扬，一点都不重要，但是他的那个性又是非常的沉重又厉害。
Let's see what Paul said that is so weighty and forceful.
让我们来看一看保罗到底说了什么，让他显得又沉重又厉害。
Because in Galatians it says, "For if righteousness could be gained through law, Christ died for nothing."
在加拉太书第二节二十一，第二章二十一节说，义若是借着律法得到的，基督就是徒然死了。
In 1 Corinthians, he said, "For if Christ had not been raised, your faith is fertile. You are still in your sin. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied."
在哥林多前书十五章十七节说，基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里。我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
In Galatians, Paul declared that Judaism is not enough.
在加拉太书里，保罗说，犹太教是不够的。
Justification is by faith in the death of Jesus Christ and not by the law of Moses.
我们称义是因为耶稣基督为我们而死，为我们赎罪，而不是因为摩西的律法。
And in Corinthians, In Corinthians, Paul places importance in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
在哥林多前后书里，保罗强调了这个耶稣基督复活的重要性。
These are the two pillars of the Christian faith.
这是我们基督信仰的两个基石。
It's the stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to Gentiles.
绊倒犹太人的石头和愚昧的外邦人。
How can we follow example of such a person?
我们怎么样可以效法这样一个人呢？
Paul is so great in what he said.
保罗在他说的上头是非常的伟大。
But maybe like the Chinese say, let's look at a person when he is doing small things.
这有一个中文有一个说法叫与
观言于美，
观言于微。
So maybe we can learn something about Paul from the shortest letters that he wrote.
也许我们可以从保罗写的一封最短的书信里来学习到他。
Paul's shortest letter is the letter to Philemon.
保罗写的最短的一封书信是腓利门书。
So you can read it while I'm talking. I'm pretty sure you can do two things at the same time.
我相信大家可以一心两用，在我的这边讲道的时候，你们大家可以去读这个腓利门书。
So we read at the beginning of the letter, okay? It says, "Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon.Our dear friend and fellow worker, also Apphia, our sister, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church that meet in your home."
这个腓利门书的开头是这样的：为基督耶稣被囚的保罗，同弟兄提摩太写信给我们所亲爱的同工腓利门和妹子亚菲亚，并与我们同当兵的雅基布，以及在你家的教会。
So Paul is writing a letter to a man called Philemon.
所以保罗是在写信给一个人，他的名字叫腓利门。
Oh, Apphia obviously must be his wife.
亚非亚很可能是他的妻子。
Otherwise, there's no reason to mention a woman's name right in the front of the letter.
不然的话，在这封信的一开始没有其他解释，突然写一个妇女的名字，好像不太合理。
Archippus.A fellow soldier.
在这以后有一个同当兵的。
the Chinese is 同当兵, it's not quite right. It's, it should be comrade in arm.
这中文里讲是同当兵的，实际上可能翻译不是特别的确切，更像是应该是部队里头的战友。
So, comrade in arm is comrade.
就是战友或者同志。
对 ，So, comrade was not begin in 20th century. It begin with Paul.
所以这个同志这个词用的不是在二十世纪才开始用的，保罗那个时候就已经用这个词了。
So Philemon and Apphia is obvious. Okay, why is Archippus mentioned?
腓利明和亚非亚这很明显在这里讲到了，但是为什么讲到了亚基布是吧
？It's not clear, but maybe Paul.Want a third-party witness to what he said.
这一点并不是很清楚。也许保罗就要用一个另外一个人来做第三者的这个证人。
Well, the first thing we know about Philemon is that the church meet at his house.
我们知道关于腓利门的第一件事情就是教会在他家里聚会。
And so he must be a fairly rich man.
所以他可能是一个很富有的人
and with a very large house.
And 他的房子可能很大。
And so next we read.
下面我们读。
So because I hear about your love for all the holy people and your faith in Lord Jesus.
因听说你的爱心并你向主耶稣和众圣徒的信心。
Paul hears about it only.
保罗只是听到了。
And then he mentioned that, he continued to mention that you owe me your very soul. And then he said that prepare a guest room for me.
然后他说，此外你还要给我预备住处。
So, Paul, Philemon must be converted by Paul.
所以腓利门可能很可能是保罗带领信主的。
But you owe me your very soul.
因为他说，连你自己也是亏欠于我。
Also, he must know him fairly well because he tells him to prepare a room for him.
而且他很可能，他们两个人很可能互相比较熟悉，因为他这里说，你要给我预备住处。
You don't say that I'm going to sit up at your house to a stranger.
如果你不是很熟悉的一个人，你不会跟他说，哎，你给我预备在你家里预备一个住处。
But since Paul only hear about him, he must not have seen him recently.
因为保罗在这里说，因我听说，因听说，所以他可能在那一段时间。并没有见到腓利门。
So Philemon is rich, but he's a good man. He has faith in Jesus, and he loves other people.
所以腓利门他很富有，他是一个好人，他也是一个信徒，他对别人也很有爱心。
And so next we read that I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, who became my son while I was in chain.And it continues, perhaps the reason he was separated from you for a while was that you might have him back forever. Also, no longer as a slave, but as a dear brother. And he has done you any wrong or owe you anything, charge it to me, I will pay it back.
下面继续说，为我在捆锁中所生的儿子阿尼西姆求你，他暂时离开你，或者是叫你永远得着他。不再是奴仆，是亲爱的兄弟。他若亏负你或欠你什么，都归在我的账上，我必偿还。
So Paul is writing this letter to Philemon about another person called Onesimus.
所以保罗在写这封信给腓利门的时候，实际上是想讲另外一个人，这个人的名字叫阿尼西姆。
He was a slave.
这个阿尼西姆是一个曾经是一个奴隶
，because it was he is now no longer a slave，
但是他那时候已经不再是奴隶了。
And he must have done something wrong.
他可能做了一些错事。
Because Paul said, if he has done any wrong, so he's done something wrong.
因为保罗在这里说，他若亏欠你，所以很可能这个阿尼西姆做了一些不对的事情。
And he must have ran away.
他这个奴隶就阿尼西姆就从那个他的主人腓利门那里逃走了。
Because he was separated from you.
他因为他从这个他就和腓利门分开了。
We usually think that when a slave run away, must be the fact that the master ill-treated him.
通常当我们听到一个奴隶逃跑的时候，大部分的情形是这个主人可能虐待了这个仆人奴隶。
But this is not the case here.
但是在这里不是这样的情况。
Because Philemon is a person of good reputation.
因为腓利门他有一个很好的他有很好的声誉。
So Onesimus has done something wrong.
所以阿尼西姆很可能做了坏事。
So Onesimus must have met Paul and Paul converted him to Christ.
所以很可能阿尼西姆最后遇到了保罗，保罗把他带领信主。
And so now, Paul is sending him back to Philemon, but asks Philemon to accept him as a brother.
所以现在保罗把阿尼西姆送回到腓利门那里，但是要求他接受，作为一个兄弟来接受他。
So this is what Paul wants Philemon to do.
这就是保罗要腓利门所做的事情。
But instead, he said,
但是他说,
although in Christ I could bow and order you to do what you ought to do, I prefer to appeal to you on the basis of love.
我虽然靠着基督能放胆吩咐你合宜的事。宁可凭着爱心求你。
Why would Paul say that?
为什么保罗会这样说呢?
Did he remember an example?
也许他想起了一个例子。
Now in Acts 20, before Paul goes to Jerusalem and get arrested, he say farewell to the elder in Ephesus.
在《使徒行传》里，当保罗去耶路撒冷，而且被抓起来的之前，他对以弗所书的长老们讲了一些话。
He said,
他说
，I have been a constant example of how you can help those in need by working hard. You should remember the way of the Lord Jesus Christ.It is more blessed to give than to receive.
我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦，扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话，说施比受更为有福。
This is the only way of Jesus that is not found in the four gospels.
这一段耶稣基督说的话是唯一的一段话，没有。在四本福音书里记录
But it was known to Paul.
但是保罗知道这段话
So Paul remembered Jesus' word, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
所以保罗记得耶稣主耶稣说的话施比受更为有福
Well, it is obvious that it is more blessed to give money than to receive money.
很明显当你给出钱财会比你接受钱财 更有福。
It is also obvious it's more blessed to give help than to receive help.
同样也很明显，如果你给别人帮助的话，肯定比你接受别人帮助更有福。
But what about serving others?
但是如果我们讲到侍奉他人
Is it more obvious that it should be more blessed to serve others?Rather than letting other people serve you,
是你侍奉别人比别人侍奉你更为有福吗？这个是很明显的事情吗
Is it obvious that it's more blessed to give up your time to the church rather than receive others' time spent on the church for you?
你放弃你自己的在教会里的时间，是更比别人为你在教会里花的时间更有福吗？
The way of Jesus is not so obvious now because it's just it's not a matter of cost-benefit analysis.
这有一些可能结论不是那么明显的，不是只分析这个付出和代价。
And now,
回报。
And now Paul said to Philemon, I will beg you rather than order you to do what is right.
所以保罗对腓利门说，我不是要我不是要命令你，而是要求你。
To have power and authority, but not to exercise it.
如果你有权力和权柄，你不会去行使它吗？
I used to order my student to do their homework. Now I have to beg them.
我以前一直是吩咐我的学生去做作业，现在难道说我应该去求他们做作业吗？
Who does that?
哪个老师会这样做？
At least I didn't.
我至少我不是这样做的。
But after thinking about this for a long time, I realized that there is the person who does that all the time.
但是当我对这个问题思考了很久以后，我想起来确实有人是这样做的。
When a mother is faced by a rebellious two-year-old, she always beg and never order.
当一个母亲面对一个不听话的两岁的小孩的时候，她总是祈求而不是命令。
He or she has love, beg rather than order.
有爱的人会祈求而不是吩咐别人。
It is the same reason why you rather give than receive.
同样是因为爱，你才会给，而不是施而不是受。
So this is the example that we see that Paul followed the example of Christ.
这就是一个例子，就是保罗是怎么样效法耶稣的榜样。
It's more blessed to give than to receive.
施比受更为有福。
It's more blessed to beg rather than order.
求比令更为有福。
And then next, we see another thing that is strange that Paul said.
下面我们要看保罗说的另外一个很奇怪的事情。
Paul said, if he has done you any wrong or owe you anything, charge it to me. I will pay it back.
保罗说，他若亏负你或欠你什么，都归在我的账上，我必偿还。
If Onesimus has done something wrong to Philemon, shouldn't Onesimus do the repaying?
这个阿尼西姆如果做了坏事，对腓利门做了坏事，难道不应该是阿尼西姆来偿还吗？
Why should Paul do the pay?
为什么是保罗来偿还呢？
I don't know. Did Paul know about the story of the Good Samaritan?
我不知道，也许保罗知道好撒玛利亚人的故事。
Because the Samaritan who saw him, he took pity on him, bandaged his wound,brought him to an inn. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for the extra expense you may have.
唯有一个撒玛利亚人看见他就动了慈心，他的伤处包裹好了，带到店里去照应他。第二天拿出2钱银子来交给店主说，你且照应他，此外所费用的我回来必还你。
But Paul surely know about the example of Jesus Christ.
但是保罗肯定知道耶稣基督的榜样。
Because he said, for I have received, I pass unto you a first important that Christ died for our sin according to the scripture. And he was buried and he was raised on the third day according to the scripture.
这里说我当日所领受的又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说的第三天复活了。
Christ did not die because of the wrong that he's done or his own sin, but he died for others.
耶稣基督他受死不是因为他自己犯了什么罪，他是为我们的罪而死的。
So someone has to pay the price for something that is done wrong.
所以如果有什么人做了一件错事，那么有人应该为此付出代价。
Not necessarily the offender, but someone who does the reconciliation.
但是不一定是具体做错事的那个人，有可能是中间调和让两边和好的那个中间者。
Because this is what Paul said.
因为这是保罗所说的。
All this is from God who reconciled us to himself to Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciled the world to himselfIn Christ, not counting people's sin against them, and He has committed to us the message of reconciliation.
一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。
In this short letter, Paul followed Jesus' example to the letter.
在这一封很短的这个腓利门书这封信里，保罗不折不扣地效仿了耶稣基督的榜样。
This is the comparison.
这就是比较。
How Jesus reconciled the world to God is precisely.How Paul reconciled Onesimus to Philemon.
耶稣基督怎么样使世人与神和好，就是像保罗怎么样使阿尼西姆和腓利门和好。
And now Paul says something even stranger still.
下面保罗说了一些更奇怪的话。
He said,He was temporarily separated from you so that you might have him back forever.
他说他暂时离开你，或者是叫你永远得着他。
Why Paul said this?
为什么保罗会这样说？
Reconcile people, okay, you get him back, that's it. Why is it forever?
好了，你让两者和好，你得着他，这就可以了。为什么永远的得着他？
Well, maybe Paul has personal experience.
也许保罗有他自己亲身的经历。
Because we read near the end of the letter, okay, Paul mentioned the fact that we'll send you greeting, and so do Mark, my fellow worker.
因为在这封书信的最后，讲到与我同工的马可也都问你安。巴拿巴有意叫你带称呼马可的约翰同去，但保罗因为马可从前在庞腓利亚离开他们，就以为不可带他去。
So Mark, at the end of the letter, okay, Paul greet him as a fellow worker, but this is the same Mark that deserted them when Paul was in his missionary journey.
所以在这封书信的最后，保罗把马可视作是自己的同工，但是在之前，马可曾经在保罗做事工的时候，从他身边逃离。
So, Mark deserted, ran away from Paul, and now Paul having back as a fellow worker.
所以，马可曾经逃离保罗，但是现在他又成了保罗的同工。
But why having back forever?
但是为什么永远的得着？
Well, in Exodus, in the Old Testament,
在旧约的出埃及记里
their law governs what happened to the Israelite if they have fellow Hebrew, a slave.
那里记载着这个有关的律法，就是如果有你有一个希伯来人的奴隶。
If you have a fellow Hebrew as a slave, then after 6 years, you have to let him go.
也就是说，如果你这个奴隶也是希伯来人的话，六年以后你必须还给他自由。
If he become a slave when he was single, he goes out as a single person.
如果他在成为奴隶的时候他是单身，那么他获得自由的时候，也是自己一个人获得自由。
If he came with a wife.The wife also go free with him.
如果他成奴隶的时候是带着妻子来一起的，那么他的妻子也跟他一起获得自由。
But if his wife was given to him by his master after he became a slave, then the wife and children stay with the master if he go.
如果这个奴隶刚来的时候是单身的，但是后来他的主人赐给他一个妻子，那么当这个奴隶获六年以后获得自由的时候，他可以自己可以走，但是他的妻子和孩子必须还留在主人那里。
But if the servant plainly say, I love my master, my wife and my children, I will not go out free, then his masterShall bring him to the judge, and he shall bring him to the door or the doorpost, and his master shall pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him forever.
倘若奴仆明说，我爱我的主人和我的妻子儿女，不愿意自由出去，他的主人就要带他到审判官那里，又要带他到门前靠近门框，用锥子穿他的耳朵，他就永远服侍主人。
That is, if he say, I love my wife and children and my master, I want to serve him forever, and then he will have his ear pierced.
这就是如果这个奴仆说，我爱我的主人妻子，我爱我的主人和我的妻子儿女，他的主人就要把他带到门前，用锥子穿他的耳朵。
So, Paul is saying, well, you know,Onesimus has left you for a while, and now he's coming back and will serve you forever.
所以保罗在这里说，阿尼西姆逃离了你，那现在他又回来了，他要永远的服侍你。
But now, since he's a fellow believer, you no longer have him back as a slave to serve you, but have him back as a brother forever.
但是他是因为现在他是一个信主的基督徒，所以他。不会像以前那样，像一个以奴隶的身份来侍奉你，而是是一个亲爱的弟兄。
Maybe Paul only meant that.
也许保罗只是这么说。
But what he said transcends the original context.
但是他说的话超出了他所说的这个话的字面的意思。
Because he declares that separation is only temporary, but reunion is eternal.
因为他保罗宣称，分离只是暂时的，而团聚是永久的。
So, because not just the Old Testament, because he himself observed this.
因为他自己也看到了这个。
So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, what is unseen is eternal.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
What we have seen and also what Paul saw.
所以我们所见的，或者是保罗所见的
is the separation.
就是分离
is therefore temporary.
所以是暂时的。
What we have not seen and Paul has yet to see Because it's in the future, it's the reunion.
但是我们或者是保罗都没有见的，因为是在将来要发生的事情，那就是团聚。
And therefore, it is eternal.
那就是永远的。
Paul obviously cannot know what John had wrote in his gospel decades later.
当然保罗不可能知道几十年以后约翰在约翰福音里写的东西。
But what Paul is telling is the example of Jesus' separation and reunion.
但是保罗在这里说的是耶稣基督的例子，就关于分离和团聚。
Because Jesus said, "Do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many mansions. If that were not so, I would have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go separated from you and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am."
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我，在父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里，叫你们也在那里。
Jesus will go and be separated from his disciple, but he will also be back so that he will always be with his disciples.
耶稣基督将会离开，所以他会暂时和他的门徒们分开分离，但是他又会回来，然后和他们永久的团聚。
Brother and sister, life is full of up and downs.
弟兄姐妹们，生活总是很坎坷。
Filled with elation and disappointments.
有欢乐也有失望。
A time to weep and a time to laugh.
哭有时，笑有时。
A time to mourn and a time to dance.
悲痛有时，跳舞也有时。
Full of tears of separation, but also tears of reunion.
在分离的时候有眼泪，在团聚的时候也会有眼泪。
As the Chinese poet Su Dongbo summarized.
正像中国的诗人苏东坡所说的。
The moon can be dark.Bright, full, or incomplete. People may have grief, joy, separation, and reunion. This from time immemorial can make whole.
人有悲欢离合，月有阴晴圆缺，此事古难全。
Most people would acquiesce and reluctantly accept that this is the undeniable truth.
关于这个事情，很多人可能对这个不可否认的事实，很多人可能很不情愿的默认了。
Can make whole, 古难全。But Paul insists, however.
但是保罗坚持。
He was temporarily separate from you, so that you might have him back forever.
他暂时离开你，或者是叫你永远得着他。
If separation is temporary and reunion is eternal,
如果分离是暂时的，团聚是永久的。
Can it also be that grief is brief, but joy is forever?
那是不是痛苦是暂时的，欢乐是永久的？
That weeping is short, but laughter is lasting?
哭泣是暂时的，欢笑是永久的。
As David the Psalmist also said,
大卫在诗篇里说
，Weeping may stay for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning.
一宿虽然有哭泣，早晨便必欢呼。
Can this be true?
这是真的吗
？If this is Then this is indeed the good news.
如果这是真的，那确实是个好消息。
This proclamation of Paul is therefore no longer just about Philemon and Onesimus.
所以保罗声明的这些东西只已经不只是限于腓利门和阿尼西姆了。
He was temporarily separated from you so that you may have him back forever.
他暂时离开你，或者是叫你永远得着他。
This is how we see life, how we think about life, how we expect our life.
这就是我们应该怎样看待生活，怎样，对生活的期望是什么样的
？And this is the final summary of the consequence of Paul's weighty and forceful declaration.
这就是最后的总结，就是保罗给我们讲的这种。又沉重又有力的话语。
This is the gospel.
这就是福音。
This is the gospel that you and I as Christians believe.
这就是我们作为基督徒所相信的福音。
And this is the gospel that we want to share with the world following the example of Paul and Jesus.
这就是我们要效仿保罗和基督的榜样，把这个福音传给世界上所有的人。